Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. We're back to rock the microphone. Yeah, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
You said we're back. I've been sitting here all day.
It's true, but we haven't done a Ramblecast in a long time.
But I have been sitting here all day.
You have. It's been a podcasting day.
Podcasting day.
But not without my drama on my own side of life.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
So we were supposed to start recording today pretty early in the morning, 10 o'clock, get most of this done before I had a meeting at work at 2 o'clock.
Right. I said, well, let's start at 10.
Yeah.
We've done it 2. I can go to work because I had to do some stuff, but worked out. I didn't have to go. So, but you tell your story.
So like, perfect. That works great. So then I think we talked on a married man a while ago. We closed on a house. Colleen and I bought a house. And, the American dream, right?
You think it's only in America they have that dream?
But it's like, that's what everybody says, the American dream.
You think people in Germany go, I don't need a house.
I don't know. That's what they say, right? Isn't that what they say?
They say it's the American dream, but I never really thought about it until you said it. It's like, okay, well, you think Canada, they don't want a house? Well, they got health care.
Probably give them houses there. I don't think they have to buy them.
You want a house? Take it. You want this house? You want it? It's yours. Take it.
We have some. We bought some nice new couches and stuff. So we have furniture that's going to go in there, but don't have really a bedroom set. Like, we kind of still have the same bed that Colleen got when she moved out. But it's a full size bed, just so it's not big enough for the two of us. And we kind of like makeshift like her old desk into. It's just we haven't really had a bedroom set. So we got a really good deal on a bedroom set and a mattress, and the bedroom set was the actual frame for the bed, the nightstands, and then the new dresser. So we put the order in. The thing is, like, they say they're going to ship. Well, they're going to say once it's in the Raleigh area, then when it's going to ship. So after
you mean
we
deliver,
already, yeah, deliver. So once we already kind of settle our plans to do the recording, it was a couple days later, whatever it was. We get the call from them saying, "Okay, we're going to come Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m." I'm like, holy crap, that's the exact time frame that I need.
Yeah, what are the odds?
What are the odds? And I was like, God dang it. And I was like, well, you know, they probably, the way these delivery things work, if they give you that wide of a berth, it's probably gonna be closer to 2 p.m. than 10 a.m.
Right.
So I'll get over there at 10 a.m. We'll record as much as we record, and then we'll just come back to it when we get back. So that way you just be ahead of the game. We'll be good to go. So I get up early. I get over here, and literally, as I'm pulling into the driveway here.
Yeah, because I heard you pull up, and your mom heard you pull up.
Yeah. So as I pull up, I get the call. I was like, are you kidding me? At 10 a.m., they're calling saying they are 15 minutes away from the house, which they were going to say we're going to call with a 30-minute warning because I live 20 minutes from here. And so I was like, God dang it. So I call you saying, hey, guess what? I got to
leave. No, you didn't call me. You just text me.
I called you. I talked to you on the phone.
You talked to me on the phone?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep.
Oh, yes. I said, all right. Okay. I was like going, all right, I'll go watch Person of Interest.
So then I drove all the way down there, another 20-30 minutes out of my way, go to pick up the thing. And by the time I get there, they call me and I find out that the delivery is... they're only going to deliver it either to, they're going to leave it on the driveway or bring it into the garage. I was like,
the driveway?
Well, that sucks. Like, this is going to be really big and heavy. And when I pull up, they're there. And Colleen was going to come too because we were going to try and like move it wherever it was. But then I see it and it's just these huge, tall boxes.
Right.
They're like 250 pounds. Like, the dresser's like 250 pounds. I'm like, there's no way Colleen and I are going to get this up there. So I think the mover people took pity on us.
You have to put the dresser together?
I still don't know. The way it's boxed up seems like it would be some of it's put together. Because like the nightstands are like in nightstand-sized boxes.
Oh, that's cool.
But I don't know if it's put... I'm going to find out when I leave here. I have to go there and put it together.
It could be an illusion.
The mattress is coming tomorrow now, so I have to have the bedroom put together.
Oh, the mattress didn't come yet.
Because we got two separate things.
Oh, okay.
So,
So we're going to play that game and see. But luckily, the guys took pity on us when they saw my wife was like, no, we can do this. We can do this. And they're like, well, if you guys buy us lunch, we'll do it for you. And then so we took care of them.
Oh, Colleen showed up?
Yeah, Colleen showed up there too.
At least you were smart and you paid them to do it.
Yeah. Because there's just no, because it's one of those three-story townhomes and it's pretty steep. So there's no way. There's no way we're going
to
get
there. It's just like I said, when we got our stuff, we paid to have them bring it in and take the old one out. I said, and ours is just a straight shot.
Yeah.
I go, I'm not doing this with your mom. Hassle with that and be yelling at her the whole time.
So then letting
go of it as a joke and just having her.
That's really the last of the difficult things, because what's left now is the couches, which you guys are going to come over and help on Saturday.
Yeah, because it's funny. I get this text from you going, well, I think you sent it out to everybody. Yeah. Hey, you want to come over from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday? Da, da, da. I go, I'm sorry, who are you? I don't have the truck. I'm not Warm Taffy. I don't have a truck.
We're going to rent a U-Haul so we have the thing. Because Colin and I, this week, our goal is to pretty much have all the stuff we can move ourselves out of the house.
Now, what about your man cave? Is that stuff? Because I wasn't going to touch that. Because someone asked me.
It's like halfway dismantled right now.
Because I said, I'm not boxing it. I'm not touching one of those things and have it fall down and break and have you break down and cry for
no. Trust me, that's going to all be moved before anybody even sets foot in the house.
You did say stuff. Beer and Hungry pizza Howie's Pizza.
And Hungry Howie's, I mean, Hungry Howie's Pizza and beer will be.
I said, okay, I'll come over. I would have probably come over just for the beer. Uh-huh. But when you threw Hungry Howie's Pizza, and I go, okay. I would have come over.
Sweeten the pot a little.
I would have come over just to help out. What the heck?
But the two of the sofas need to get to the mid level, and then the one that's probably going to be the most pain in the neck, the sleeper sofa, just needs to go. It stays on the first floor.
That's good because it's when it opens up, right?
Yeah,
those are always a pain.
Mm-hmm. So the tougher part is going to be. Did you get something in your eye?
Yeah, something's in my eye. It's good.
You have your little squirt.
No, I was looking for it. I don't have it, but it's all right. I can keep going. I'll fight through it.
So
I want a purple heart though, or something for that. It's an episode of MASH. Yeah.
Gotcha. Just a lot of just last minute running around things. Our garage door opener stopped working, so somebody's gonna come next week to fix that.
It's always something.
Always something. But luckily we bought the warranty, so the warranty's gonna cover it anyway. It's just a pain in the neck for them to have to come in and do it.
Well, congratulations though. It's a good thing. It's always good to own something.
That's what they say.
It is.
That's the word on the street.
It's a hassle. But
I'm thankful for the tax benefits.
Well, yeah. Until they take them away.
They better not take them away. They're going
to take them away. Ha ha. They're going to take them away. Ha ha. It's just a matter of time. Well, you know, like saying, you know, about your house.
Yeah.
Our house is what, about 30 feet up in the air, the rain gutters or something like that. I think like 25, 26 feet.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at these ladders. Mm-hmm. They have this. Actually, I've been watching the infomercial on TV. They have this. I think it's Magic Little Ladder or Little Magic Ladder.
Yeah.
Little Giant Ladder. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like it folds and it folds up and becomes multiple ladders. It can be a step ladder, 12-foot ladder, an 8-foot ladder. It's the magic little ladder.
Yeah.
So I said, hey.
Is it safe, though, to go that high up?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
So I see it at Lowe's. Uh-huh. It's at Lowe's, and we got something sent to us, $25 off. You spend $250 or more, $10 off. You spend $50 or more.
Sure, sure.
I said, you know what? I'm going to buy that ladder.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm going to get that little thing, that little brace thing that's on there.
Yeah.
And I had to get some other things. I had to get some new lights because the lights over there, and I'm getting the LED lights that last 30,000 hours. Because I keep telling your mom, I said, they'll last for, I'll never have to replace it. Because she's like going, how much are they? Because they're expensive. They're 30. Yeah. Actually, they've come down in price since I bought the other ones.
Yeah.
For Father's Day, I got, what, two years ago, I got two LED lights over there that have, they're still going strong. We've already made our money back on those. Well, these were $32. I go, 30,000 hours. I go, we'd barely turn those on.
Yeah.
Just once in a while.
Yeah.
We turn them on. They'll last, we'll die before they, before we have to change those lights, we'll be dead. And so I go, I'm going to get this ladder. I'm not a fan of heights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. But anyway, I said, I'm going to get this ladder. And I'm going to get it. It's 22 feet. I said, so I can go up there and reach up, and I can do all that stuff. And plus, I need to clean the rain gutters because the rain gutters have like stuff growing out of them.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
Yeah.
But people go, why don't you do that? I go, well, it's not like I can jump up there. Yeah. You have to have a ladder. Or have to have something to get up there. So I get the ladder. Your mom wants to see it. So I don't see how high it goes. So I take it apart. And it's a lot. I didn't read the reviews before. Because picking it up when it's all together, when it's like when it's folded together, it's fairly it seems light.
Yeah,
it was easy for me to pick up. When you stretch it all out, it's heavy and awkward to use.
Really,
it's just hard to it was hard to maneuver. So I'm trying to pick it up by myself. I put it up. I go. Let's go on the other side of the house. So I kind of moved it like this. It slipped and fell and hit me in the head. I said, "Man!" And one of the reviews was, "It's hard and awkward to use when you're operating by yourself. You need two people."
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to get your mom to help me out. I go, "Can you go get Heather?" So Heather comes out, and we're putting it up. And it's like 6 feet short. I'm like going, I know I measured from the window to the bottom was like 20 feet. I said from the top of the window was 25 feet. 23 feet should have got me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not tall, but I'm.
But you put it at an angle, so it's going to be shorter.
So, yeah. So the reviews say, yeah, it says 22 feet, but it's only like 18 feet.
Yeah, once you have it.
You have an angle. I go, I should have read the review. So I'm going to take it back.
Gotcha.
It doesn't do me any good.
You were talking about that for a while. I'm a little disappointed that it.
Yeah,
didn't
I was all because I climbed about halfway, but then like when it gets to the middle where it folds, I'm only like 14 feet in the air.
Yeah,
and it's wobbly. Already wobbly. I'm like going, but I would have had the brace thing.
Uh huh.
The thing that goes, it's like a a horseshoe type thing that kind of goes on and stabilizes the ladder so it won't slide either way. But anyway.
Didn't work out.
So we're thinking about hiring someone to come do it. I was looking at lifts. I just get a lift and put a lift up there and just
How much are lifts?
I saw today $160 to rent a lift. Now the ladder was $189.
Oh, well, crap.
So get a lift, take out all the stuff growing in there, change my light bulbs. I do it myself, do it the right way.
You get like those gutter protectors too that has the thing so stuff doesn't get in it?
Eventually we're going to do that. It's not really our fault. We have all these on the lot next to us, the open lot, we have all these pine trees.
Yeah.
And it's the pine needles are all clogging them up. Hate those things. Hate pine trees. I'm not a fan of pine trees. Sure, they smell nice in your car when you have a little pine tree thing. But no, that was that's what you got to look. You have to look forward to
I'm thankful it's a townhome, so I pay dues, and they do all that for me. So I don't have to do any yard work or cleaning. They replace the siding, clean the siding, clean the gutters, do the pest spray.
See, I don't mind doing that stuff. And like I said, I wouldn't mind cleaning the gutters because your sister goes, why don't you just go on the roof? But the roof is so slanted.
Yeah, it's steep on
it. I said, oh, I'd have to time. I said, I could probably do it, but I'd have to tie myself maybe a rope around the car, get a harness. And your mom's I was kind of joking.
Yeah.
And your mom's looking at me, you're not doing that. I said, no, if I put the harness around, I go, the rope's tied around the car.
Yeah.
I go, I don't weigh more than the car, so put it around the car, like the bumper of the car. Do we have bumpers anymore on cars? They really don't.
They're not like they used to be. They're designed to like crush now and not.
Right. So probably have to put it to the axle or something. But anyway, so I don't know where we're standing right now. I was kind of looking at today going, who? I don't know. I got podcasting to do today. I don't have time to. But I don't mind power washing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like taking care of the lawn, even though I haven't mowed my lawn in like 10 days. But my grass is going dormant now. It's slowly going dormant. So,
I don't want to mow a lawn during the heat of the summer. I just have no desire to do any of that kind of stuff.
Once you get kids,
that's my goal. Is to maybe we'll buy by the time we buy a house that has a yard, my kids will be old enough to take care of the yard.
No, that's not what you want. You want because you need to go. You need somewhere for peace.
Oh, okay.
I actually because like when your sisters, what we've talked about before, when they get DEPCON, when they would be, you know. Just out of control, I'd go, all right, I'm going to go do yard work.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when the mother-in-law came over, I'm going to do yard work. It's a nice thing to go outside and it's peaceful. Put your headphones on, your own little world for like 2, 3, 4 hours. You sure you pass out from the heat? But it's okay. It's your time. You can do what you want.
Fair enough. What else is going on?
Just watching a lot of TV.
Yeah, it's TV season.
TV season, getting kind of geeked. I haven't seen a movie in, I don't know how long.
Kind of went on a stretch. We saw a lot of movies. We saw that, End of the World or whatever it was called.
Is that Z?
No. There's The World's End. It was that drinking movie, but they're all like robots from the guys that did Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
Oh, I didn't see
it. The British one. And then we saw The Wolverine. I mean, we saw a lot of movies. But we're thinking of, because now we live even closer to our movie theater that we go to. So we're thinking of doing this thing called Movie Pass, where it's like Netflix, but for actual current movies. So basically you pay $30 a month, then you can go see as many moves as you want to.
So you pay $30 a month.
$30 a month, and then you can go.
So they're counting on people not using.
Well, not using. Say a ticket today is what, 10, 11 bucks?
Well, no, actually, they probably do want it because they probably want people because they make their money not on the movies, on the concessions. Yeah.
So there's no blackout periods. The only thing is you can't see the same movie twice.
Well, how do they know?
I guess you use the card or whatever to get
the thing. Oh, okay.
But so we're thinking about doing that because then it would be, you know, a relatively cheap night out because we're homeowners now, so we're trying not to spend as much money. But yeah, we might do that. I don't know. Is anybody out there that uses MoviePass? Chris in Boston from Media Junkyard fame loves it and swears by it, so he suggests it to us.
Every time I see his Facebook page, he's gone to a movie.
Yeah.
So is that what it is?
Yeah, he has MoviePass. And what I kind of like about it is, like, say,
does he go by himself? Because I never see him taking, because he has a young child.
He does. That's where I'm kind of cool with it because, you know, I kind of like going to movies by myself and say I have a day off, and but it's like a weekday and
it's
at work.
I've never been to a movie by myself.
Really?
Never.
I used to do it
I have
time.
Friends. I'm sorry. People like me.
No, it's just like, I don't know, I kind of like it. It's peaceful. So
I probably would do it, but I've never really had I've never gone, you know what, I'm going to go to a movie by myself. I've never gotten the car and gone to, in my whole life.
That's weird.
I've never gone to the movies by myself. And I've seen people talk about it all the time.
Yeah. But it would be nice to say, because there's kind of movies that Colleen doesn't like to see.
Like funny ones?
Well, no, you know, but anyhow. So then I could just say, like, on a day off where it's like a weekday, I could just go over and watch a movie. Like, that'd be awesome. So I don't know. Maybe we'll do it. We don't know yet. But
well, because I know, like, my dad, he would you feel obligated to use it, though? That's the only thing. Would you be saying, oh, well, we only watch one movie this month. We need to go watch two more to make
it? I would. Like, if I'm paying 30 bucks, I'm going to get more than my 30 bucks worth. You know me. I'm cheap.
But see, I look at the way, like, sometimes with Netflix, well, now I watch it a lot but there'd be times I had it. Because I'd go like 2 months. I go, you know, I haven't watched Netflix in 2 months. I didn't feel obligated to have to watch it because I know some months I'm watching it like nonstop. It all balances out. That's why I look at it. Like I told my dad about trying to get him to get the MLB, Apple TV so he can get MLB packages. He likes the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I said, Dad, you can watch I watched the MLB Network. They show highlights. I don't. I go, why? Just, it's not a money thing with him.
Yeah.
But he's cheap.
Yeah,
he's a TW.
Uh huh.
Taiwa, but he's secure in his life. Anyway, he's an American Dream. He paid for his house.
Yeah.
Outright. So, anyway, so I'm like, it's $100, Dad. $100. Well, I'd have to watch it. I go, you don't have to watch it. There's not a cop there telling you have to. Yeah. There's not someone holding a gun to your head. You didn't watch it today.
Yeah.
I go, you like it. He just won't do it. Stubborn old man. He just will not.
Because even like, because I don't watch every game, but I, you know, as long as you watch like if you watch a game a week, I think you get like your money's worth out of it.
I do feel like in like the NFL package.
Uh huh.
Like this week, I had to do the ref clinic. I'm like going, oh, I'm so mad because but I got out early.
Yep.
So I got home in time to watch the game. But even like we're gonna go to the Washington game.
Yep.
And we're going to San Diego in a few weeks to go see the Monday night game. I go, yeah, but we're messing their NFL package. So I kind of
I mean, you can watch the Sunday Ticket on your phone.
Yeah, I guess. But can I watch it from? Can I watch it on my iPad?
Yeah.
So when I'm in San Diego, I can watch NFL because they only get a few games there.
Yeah.
So I can watch it on my iPad or my computer.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. So that's cool. All right. But he won't. He's old school. He won't do it. I go, Dad, it's $100. $100. You know what I could get for $100? What? Nothing.
These days.
Nothing. But he loves the car. He would sit there on the radio when he was a kid listening to Cardinal games. So anyway, he just won't do it. Can't convince him. Don't even talk to me about it. You know when you get older, you get cranky and
yeah,
it is what it is.
But yeah, so that's about it. I got nothing else.
I think technology scares him.
Why does technology scare him?
You know, he's old. Old people are afraid of technology. They're afraid of change.
You can't be afraid of technology.
They're afraid of change.
Can't be afraid of technology.
I don't know. Have you ever watched BSG? That's all I'm saying.
We launched the new phones, which is fun.
Yeah, how was that?
A lot of people.
I still don't get the people waiting in line over camping out for 2 days.
It's kind of the same thing. It's less about, I think, getting it. It's more just like being there with people.
I would never do it.
Neither would I.
Never. I would never. There's no technology that I think I've ever waited in line for.
Yeah. None. But I get it because I wait in line for stuff at Comic-Con, so I get it.
Yeah, I have.
It's the same kind of thing. It's just what you're passionate about, and that's, you know, what people are passionate about, the new iPhone, which I'm thankful for because that gives me good job security.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I'm happy for you, but yeah. I look at these people going, nope, wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it.
Not my thing.
I'll wait 2 weeks, and, you know, of course, did you guys run out?
We have it. We've been getting shipments, so it kind of goes ebbs and flows of in and out.
And I always go by the because I got burned a few times when I was younger. I'd get something that first came out, and it didn't work right.
Uh-huh.
There was glitches in it. Not that this has any glitches in it, but there's, you know, if people get things, and there's problems with certain things.
Yeah.
I always think it's better to wait a month and see what happens.
Yep.
But I'm not, like I said, I don't care. Your mom did get me, she goes, hey, we can upgrade our phone in a couple months. And she found out I was like a year away. I go, well, how'd it go from
How are you a year away? Because you got those phones it's every 2 years.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how the contract.
Like, I have another year.
Our phone bill keeps going up. And like my phone right now, for some reason, I can't get on Wi-Fi.
Oh, is it grayed out? You need to bring it in.
Yeah, I know. But she was asking me, well, how did you do that? I go, how did I do it? I go, I don't touch this thing. How would I? She goes, well, you're using too much of your data. I go, I don't know. Because the battery drains really quick because I can't get on Wi-Fi. I don't close out things. And I don't know. I'm going to be my dad here soon.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be forced to use this phone. I've got to call people every day. That's how he'd be. He has a cell phone.
Yeah,
but he never answers it.
Exactly.
I have to call him on his home land phone. He goes, well, I was outside. I go, well, if you had your cell phone, you're old now. He doesn't like to believe he's, because I guess like I'm 51 now.
Uh-huh.
And I started thinking, I go, these old people, and I'm like, wait, these old people, they're my age.
Yeah.
I said it. I go, damn, old people, get out of my way. And I go, these old people are probably younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I am 51. So you don't kind of think that you're 51 until you.
I don't think you're old until you hit like 70. 70 is old.
70 is a new old?
I think so.
Because when I was a kid, 50 was a new old. Like 50, oh my God, you're 50? Wow, yeah. You're hanging on by the skin of your teeth. Well, people died. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandparents died young. My ones on my mom's side, so.
Yeah.
Depressing. Well, my grandfather died young too.
Yeah,
on my dad's side, 47.
Mm-hmm.
I outlasted one of them. So, but my grandmother lived to be 96.
Mm-hmm.
So, there.
But the difference was that 70.
Yeah. So there, I got 19 years. 19 years and counting.
Oh man.
Other than that, I haven't done anything. Doing new podcasts.
Yes.
Doing a Homeland podcast.
Homeland with Jay and Jack. Survivor with Jay and Jack. And closing out Breaking Bad with Jay and Jack.
Right.
Which is fun.
Which is a lot of fun. These shows are dedicated to the show. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like Lost.
Yeah.
It's same kind of format. We do a recap.
Do a recap, listener feedback, and some type of theory of the week.
Some type of theory, yeah. The Breaking Bad has a meth head theory of the week. I thought that was appropriate.
Survivor, we have come up with, let's tally the votes.
Let's tally the votes.
Where we'd predict how many votes and then who's going home.
Now, what about Homeland? We haven't really thought about Homeland yet.
I know.
No. The Carrie crying theory of the week. Or what's his Brody's daughter's name?
Dad?
Oh, no, we do his Brody's son theory of the week.
It'll Meaning be it's non-existent.
It'll be real short and just not delivered right. I'm not saying anything about
Dad.
So, Dad?
We're kind of going back to the daughter.
But he does. Because we've both seen the third episode.
Yeah, season three.
Season three episode, and he's in there.
He's grew up.
Yeah,
he had a little growth spurt.
Yeah, he's booming.
He's there with the
Blue Bloods
cast of kids.
They should have killed off the kids. Kill them off. But no, anyway, if you want to check that out, you can go to our Facebook page or Jane Jack. What's the information to?
Well, Jay and Jack TV is where you can find all the information to sign up for all this stuff. So you go to jayandjacktv.com, sign up for the Plus feed. It's only $2.99 a month, or you do $29 for the whole year. And it's the best way to get these shows, because what's something that we are changing is that once the show, that season's over, we'll have it for a little bit, but then it'll be removed from the archives and put on to a separate archive thing. So it's the best way to get those shows, and we're doing it for you guys, listeners, to make the Plus membership a fantastic thing to join up for and to get some good quality content, hopefully.
Well, you get that. We got Jay and Jack TV.
Got Jay and Jack
TV. Two shows dedicated. We're going to announce two shows that we're doing next season.
Next for the spring season.
Spring season.
And then we're also doing a Jay and Jack Christmas special.
A Christmas special.
It's a Christmas miracle. So it'll be our first Christmas special since our first ever Christmas special, which was in 2005.
We didn't do another one?
We've never done another one. Wow. We've re-aired that one or re-released it.
But still probably one of my favorite episodes we've ever done.
Yeah.
You think we get Scott and Steve back?
I don't know. We're putting together a guest list of people we want for the Christmas special, but
because everyone was great, but they were funny, and it was good times.
So,
but we also have we've kind of changed the format of the Married Men show. Mm-hmm. It's basically, well, it's become anyway. It's a Ramblecast,
uh-huh.
But if you have a Married Man question, we'll answer the we'll have a Married Man segment. Rantcast will be lumped in there, so it's gonna be just whatever you guys want to talk about. Take it whatever. If you have say Warm Taffy said something stupid, who would think that would happen? But you could comment on that. Anything you want to talk about will also be on the feed.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like every day a new show.
Exactly.
You're going to be sick of us.
And we're actually building a second studio. Carlene's calling it Studio West to accommodate for all this.
Is it West? Are you guys west of us?
We live northwest of here.
Northwest. Okay.
We're Northwest Raleigh.
Northwest Raleigh. Studio West.
Studio West.
Studio West. That kind of has a ring to it.
A good ring to it.
Well, like, what was that show with the guy? Studio 60?
Oh, Studio 60.
Sunset.
On a Sunset Strip.
Yeah, don't call it that because it didn't last.
No.
You don't want to call it that. That's a bad one. Other than that, though, I really don't. I mean, the Chargers broke my heart again. Your sister gets so mad and upset.
Poor girl. She's not going to live.
She's
not going to get to 50.
Well, did I tell you what she said one day?
No.
After they lost to the... When the Texans came back and we were up by three touchdowns and they came back to beat us, she turns to me. Of course, it's my fault. Why couldn't you be a Patriots fan, a Packers? Why did you have to pick a lousy team to root for? I said, whoa, 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 hold on.
It is your fault, in all fairness.
Well, because my dad wasn't a Charger fan.
Exactly.
He watched a Charger.
But you brought this upon us and our family.
I've brought San Diego Chargers to the...
And the Padres.
And the Padres. But it is what it is. But when they get there, I mean, people don't understand the like Patriots fans.
Yeah.
I remember when the Patriots are bad.
Yeah.
I can remember when their fans, they're bragging now.
Yeah, but they were terrible for
a
long
time. I remember
when
they were terrible.
But yeah, the Patriots were terrible, but then like the Saints win the Super Bowl. So I feel like everybody's getting their chance.
Well, I think the two teams winning the Super Bowl bugged me more than anything. And I know Chris White always likes to... give jabs at me because he's a Saints fan.
Yeah.
And they won it with Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And anyway, so the Saints were always the worst team. I mean, they had a couple good years, but they were just a terrible team. I mean, they just were terrible. I mean, Chargers have been good and bad, good and bad, good and bad, good and bad, off and on. I go, the Saints were bad. I mean, they're the ones, the original bag over their heads. Mm-hmm. Their fans came with bags over their heads because they didn't want to be seen.
Yeah.
They put their record on the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, and whatever. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay started when they first started, lost their first 17 games or something like that. Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was longer than that. 28. Whatever. They were terrible. They've won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
They
won a Super Bowl in San Diego.
In San Diego. But it's okay because they beat the Raiders.
Yeah.
So that was like a Super Bowl victory for me. Because nobody wanted the Raiders winning the Super Bowl in San Diego.
Nobody. Yeah.
And they got killed.
Yeah.
But anyway. So she's getting all upset. And she's all mad. I'm trying to talk to her. I said, hey, because I think the last time I actually blew a gasket, because you've seen me.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when Colleen came over for the Jets playoff game. Your mom's like going, should you be doing this in front of Jay? I go, I don't care. Because I just couldn't take it. It was a breakdown. Nothing was as bad as when we lost the Patriots.
Yeah.
That game still to this day.
And we've talked about it many times.
Yeah, it's still, I can't let it go. People are like, you got to let it go. I go, I can't let it go.
Yeah.
I can't let it go. It's kind of like when Bill Russell, you know, you know, kicked the ball.
Yeah.
What finally gave, people finally forgave him was that they had to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Even though it really wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
He was a great player, and he shouldn't have been in the game in the first place. The manager's fault. That Patriots game will bug me until we win a Super Bowl, if we win a Super Bowl. But like when the Chargers went to the Super Bowl and they beat Pittsburgh, how excited was I when that happened?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
And the game really didn't even matter. It was just getting there. It was unheard of.
Yeah.
The teams they had in the late 70s, 80s never made it. And you're like, going, how did that team never make it? But anyway. So she's getting all upset. I said, so my last time I got upset was when it was Halloween night.
Yeah, the 2 years ago, Kansas City game
where Rivers fumbled the snap. I go, why don't they kick the field goal now? Well, Norv had to run one more play, and what happens? I did say, I go, why don't they kick the field goal now?
Let's
get it over with. So he wanted to get in position. It was only like a 25-yard field goal. Anyway, so Rivers fumbles the ball. I just lost. I actually went outside on my deck and was yelling and screaming. My wife goes, your mama goes, you're gonna wait. I don't care. I don't care. I couldn't sleep. I finally said, you know what? This is just a game.
Yeah.
Now the Houston game earlier this season, I did wake up in the middle of the night going, well, the game didn't end until like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think I went. Finally went to sleep about 4 or 5. Woke up like 7 in the morning going, yeah, we did lose. But the game on Sunday, I was like going, they lost with 15 seconds left and just. Mistake. You can't even point to one thing. It's just a thing. I mean, Gilchrist could have intercepted the ball. As I told Heather, I go, you know, if that was the Patriots, if he was playing on the Patriots, he would have caught that ball. I don't know.
Chargers are cursed.
Chargers are cursed. But also, I think that Belichick would, if you make a mistake, he'll cut you.
Yeah.
With a knife. So anyway, I'm trying to get
the same knife he uses to cut his hoodies that he wears.
Exactly, his Linus hoodies. But I'm trying to get her to calm down,
and
not take it so serious, and kind of go, hey, it's rebuilding. I even suggested today maybe trading Phillip Rivers because why keep him if you're rebuilding? Get some draft choices for him because he's only hurting you because we win games because of him.
Yeah,
and it makes you the middle of the pack. Your draft, you can't trade Phillip Rivers. I said, calm down. It's just a game.
Thing is, if we trade Phillip Rivers, he's going to go to a team and win like 7 Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll be like,
oh, yeah.
Why did we trade him? Just like Drew Brees.
They'll put talent around him and say, hey, oh, that's all you have to do? Anyway, so that's what I'm working on now is trying to get her to calm down and say, hey, it's just a game.
Yeah.
It's just a game. But it is terrible when you're winning or tied most of the game and you lose because...
Stupid reason.
Yeah.
It'd almost be better if it was a terrible team and you lose because you're going to lose.
Yeah. I'd rather just get bombed.
Yeah.
So you can say, so I could wear a bag on my head and say, and play the Cowboys this week. And that stadium will be full of Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
And I heard Ed Hockley's doing the game.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He doesn't like Phil Rivers too much.
Who knows?
All right. Well, that is it for this week's Ramblecast. Again, check out all of our other shows on our Jay and Jack Plus feed. If you haven't listened before, definitely check it out. It's only $2.99 a month. I think it's well worth the $3 for a month.
A cup of coffee
a month.
Actually, anyhow, it's cheaper than cup because your mom goes to Starbucks every day.
And they're like $8.
It's $4.04 every day.
This is only once a month.
Yeah, and she has to use this. She wants you to insist you use her
thing.
She gets points.
Yeah,
I go. So I said, all right, fine, I'll use it. I was at Target yesterday getting her something, but I couldn't get the password to work. She didn't have the password. I go, what's your password? And I'm trying all her different passwords. She goes, oh no, I capitalized that one. The first letter. I go, but that's the only one you have cap. I go, how would I know that?
Thanks for letting me know, honey.
She was in the shower, so I'm trying to call. I go, here, I'll just pay cash.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we will see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.